This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning. Shalom Aleichem. How are you? In Parshas Chukas, Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Beis. Vayidar Yisrael Neder Lashem Vayomer. Klal Yisrael made a vow to God, and they said, Im Nasoin Titenes Amazabiyadi, if you give this nation in my hands, Vahacharamti Esarehem, I will destroy their cities. And Hashem listened to them, and Klal Yisrael, in fact, destroyed the cities of the Kenani, and they called the name of the city Charma. Interesting. This is the only time we find that Klal Yisrael made a neder, that they would go ahead and sanctify. V'hacharamti not only means destroy, but it also means to be makdish. Rashi says that they would be makdish the spoils l'gavoya. Who exactly is this nation, and what is this situation that Klal Yisrael made a neder? They made a vow. Then they said, if God gives us assistance, that we will destroy and we will sanctify all the possessions. So it says, Vayiten es haKenani, he gave the Kenani. But earlier on it says, Vayishma haKenani melech harod yoshev hanegev. And really Rashi says, who resides in the south of Eretz Yisrael? Amalek. Like in Parsha Shlach, Amalek yoshev Eretz hanegev. And Amalek changed their language to speak in the Lashon of Kenanim. Why? So Rashi says, so Klal Yisrael should daven to Hashem, God, deliver the Kenanim in our hands, but they're really not Kenanim. They're really Amalekim. And Klal Yisrael saw their garments. They were dressed like Amalekim. They spoke like Kenanim. They didn't know exactly who they were. So they said, Im nasoin titein es ha'am hazeh biyadi. So Rabbi Yonasan Ibishus explains as follows. The only nation that you have to destroy their possessions is Amalek. You don't have to do this to Canaan. However, Klal Yisrael were not sure who they were dealing with. They really didn't know. They didn't know, was it Canaan the way they spoke, or was it Amalek the way they dressed? So Klal Yisrael said, look, we'll be machmir. We're making a neder that regardless who they are, we are going to designate their spoils as Hekdesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the reason why this is the only instance that they made a neder is because Klal Yisrael really were not able to identify which nation they were. They were dressed one way, they spoke another way. So on the tzad, they were not Amalek. Klal Yisrael said, we still take a neder, God, that if you give us assistance, we will treat them like Amalek and we will designate their spoils to L'Gavaya. So that's one thought on the parsha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.